Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I am fixing dinner. And while I'm doing that, I was scanning Facebook. Yeah. And I came across this Fox News article, video about a young Florida girl. I think she was 12, and she was bullied to the point where she committed suicide by a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old or 12-year-old girl. And the 14-year-old girls had posted on Facebook, "Yeah, I bullied Rebecca, and I don't give a fuck." And her parents, her father, had been quoted as saying, "His daughter's a good girl. She would never do such a thing." And they were looking into charging the parents because the parents are morally responsible for their children. And this growing trend has, I think, just really spiraled out of control as far as bullying goes. And I remember back when I was bullied in 7th and 8th grade because I was still a virgin. Oh, God forbid. It was the most horrible, miserable experience of my middle school years. And I remember beating up one of the bullies. I mean, my locker was defaced. There was prank phone calls. There was egging of the house. It was torment day in and day out in a private school. Teachers didn't get involved back then. Parents didn't get involved necessarily until it got to a certain point when my father and my dad, or my grandfather and my dad, both taught me how to injure someone severely. My dad, being a police officer, didn't really want to teach me that, but it got to that point, and I had to stand up for myself. And I understand these young girls. They are so mean. But where are they getting it from? I look back at the girl's parents. The one that was the ringleader. Her mom smoked. She had 6 kids. They were married, but they were very, what the word lackadaisical comes to mind as far as morality and what's right and what's wrong. And it was just girls will be girls, boys will be boys kind of thing. Let them work it out. But it does screw with your mind. And I remember my grandfather trying, because they were neighbors. We all went, you know, neighborhood school, lived across the street, kitty corner. And I remember my grandfather trying to talk to the mother. And when that failed is when they stepped in and said, "You have to defend yourself." And it just floors me that this poor girl was driven to the point. And you do think about, you know, at that young age, that life is, and it's all about a boy. That's what I heard about a boyfriend. I didn't even have a boyfriend, and I didn't want any of theirs, but I was a lesbian because I was still a virgin and hadn't kissed anybody. Little did they know, my first kiss was at 13, but I wasn't going to go out there and tell them, and I didn't do it at the spin the bottle parties. And I can understand this poor girl, but for the parents to be that naive or that, not stupid, but just that my child wouldn't do that. Yeah, they would. And they have to learn it somewhere. They have to get it from. And then you think, God, is this girl going to be a potential? Is she evolving into something far worse? The word sociopath, because she has no empathy. For someone to say, no guilt, no sense of, oh my God, I did something to cause another human being to take their own life. I'm sorry. At that point, I would have her, you know, she's already in the system somewhere. She's got to be, have a little red flag over her name, because to me, she's somebody you would see in on the ID channel, the one where, you know, they poison their husbands, the black widows, and they're just sociopaths that turn into psychopaths. She has no sense of remorse, and that is scary. If that's our future, that's scary stuff. And I understand that it's not all learned behavior. It's environmental. It's nurturing. Okay, mom and dad, it's time to step up. It's just scary how these children are today when you hear stuff like that and how she can post it on Facebook without a second thought. Karma. Laterness, people.